All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ochre Point Public Infrastructure District number 1. Today's May 14th, 2026. It's 10:10 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with board. Matt, your chair, do you want to start for us?
For sure. Matt Donaldson, Chairman of the PID Board of the Ochre Point Public Improvement District.
And Darrell Anderson, Clerk.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Kirsty Barker at the anchor location. Kirsty, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, board meeting minutes from our February 12th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, they look accurate, and I make a motion to approve the February 12th meeting minutes as presented.
Thanks,
And
Darrell.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby, take over.
All right. So, board, here's the expenditure listing for first quarter 2026. Amounts here total $2,939,010.70. The majority of this represents capital outlay costs and then also represents the interest payment on March 1st to the senior bondholders. Moving right into the financial statements. Here's the balance sheet as of the first quarter. So total assets were just under 4.5 million. Within the capital projects fund, that was just under 2.5 million. The majority of that is available for capital projects. A portion of that also represents part of the working capital fund. About 1.9 million in the debt service fund, all restricted to the district's bonds. And then about 93,000 in the general fund, representing the working capital fund. There were current accounts payable of about 44,000, and then we have a deferred inflow of property tax matching the receivable of 28,000. Moving to general fund budget to actual, revenues are about 1,500, representing interest that's been earned on those funds sitting at UMB. And then expenses were about 10,700, consisting of accounting and legal, auditing and insurance. We expect that we'll have expenses there with second quarter and into third quarter based on the timing. There was a developer advance received of 4,000, and then ending fund balance here is 49,000. Next page is the debt service fund. Here revenues just consist of interest income through that first quarter, 21,000. And then that interest payment on March 1st of 488,000 as budgeted. Paying agent fees also anticipate those to kind of come through later this year. Then last page is the capital projects fund. Interest here about 40,000, and then there's been expenditures about 2.4 million. I was going to point out we were started 2026 a little bit higher than what we had projected through the budget process. So about 4.9 million compared to about 4.3. But as of today, there's again about 2.5 million remaining here. Any questions from the board? Any further detail you'd like me to go over?
Nope, I think I'm
No,
good.
I'm
Okay.
good.
Okay, so what I would need then is a motion to accept the quarterly financials and expenditure list as presented.
I'll motion that we accept the quarterly financials and expenditure list as presented.
Thanks,
I'll
Darrell.
second that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, three things. First, we have a $5 million policy for our insurance liability policy currently. Since we got the district's insurance, all the new districts, the trust has, they figured out that PIDs and IFDs aren't as risky as they originally thought. So they allow us to go down to 2 million for the new policies. So the trust has come back and said, hey, in order to keep the $5 million, we need to bump the rate up to 5,000 instead of the 35 that we currently have. We said, hey, what if our districts want to stay at that 3,500 level? Can we take them down to 2 million? And they said yes. So we just want to make sure you guys would be good at 3,500, or do you want to pay the 5,000 and keep it at the 5 million?
No, we want to go down to the or stay at the 3,500, go down to the 2 million.
Okay. Matt, you good with that
I
too?
second that. Yeah, I think that's
Okay.
the right thing to do.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll let them know that.
Right.
So next two things.
The 2 million covers are what we need, right? I mean, we're being
Yes.
protected enough, right? Okay.
One comment on this. Since you guys are operating a couple of districts here, I think it's worth pointing out that I think it's a different conversation for the improvement district than it is
I
for the
agree.
PID. Because, the improvement district is the one actually receiving infrastructure and operating it. So I think that justifies a more careful, discussion about
Sure.
insurance. But for the PID, I just don't think that that there's a lot of risk you have to be concerned about. So.
I'm behind it then.
Okay. So the next two things are what the state legislature did. And so I'm going to let Matt cover those for us.
So our wonderful legislature that loves to surprise us every year with new ideas, they've done a couple of things to us. One is they have revised the requirements for our board members and officers to disclose conflicts. And the conflict disclosures that are now required are quite a bit more detailed. If you recall the ones you did before, it was just three questions. These ask some more details about income you're receiving and businesses that you may have an interest in and so on. We've got a form that will circulate to you, but we just wanted to give you a heads up why it's coming. The other thing that they're requiring now is whereas before we could have a disclosure on file, and if nothing changed, we could just leave the same disclosure on file indefinitely. Now they're actually requiring that those be updated and re-signed every year. And so we'll send you the form for this year. If you can fill those out and get them back to us. One nice thing is the new forms, we've taken off the notary acknowledgement. So you can just sign them and send them back to us. No notary required anymore. And then going forward, what we'll do is in December of every year, we'll send out your old disclosure along with a new blank form. You can, copy everything over, make any changes that need to be made, and re-sign the form. Those are supposed to be done every year during January. And so that's why we're going to be on that timetable. So just giving you a heads up, either myself or Tyler from our office will circulate those forms to you, and you can just email them back to us when they're complete. And let us know if you have any questions about anything that it asks for. The second thing that we need to talk about is related to our board meetings. The legislature made a change to the law that now requires all of our PIDs, and it's just PIDs, not any other type of district, but our PIDs are now required to have a board meeting anchored inside the PID boundary if possible. If there's no facility inside the PID boundary where the meeting can be anchored, we can do it near the PID boundary. And the code now says that if you're within the creating entity, which in this case would be IRTA, then that's considered near. It doesn't require the board members to be there. It just requires a person to be there connected to the meeting, so that if members of the public wanted to show up in person, they could go to that location. And so we
Yeah,
just need.
we can easily do that. What we'll do is we'll go to Ensign Engineering's office, which is literally across the street from the existing PID boundary
Great.
and within the annexation boundaries of the PIDs. And I'll just go over there, either myself or Joe, or both of us, but I'll probably do it, and then Joe can decide if he wants to join us.
Okay.
And so yeah, just send me, or I'll try to remember to send you an address, and because I'm sure you need to post that, and I'll touch bases with Ensign, but we
Yeah.
can easily go in there and do it.
The other twist to this is that because that's going to be the anchor location, we'll actually need someone there to actually post a copy of the agenda at least 24 hours in advance. And so If you can let us know who you want the key contact to be, that Christy can reach out and say, here's the agenda. Can you just post it over there?
It'll be me.
Okay,
Yeah, I just
great.
have Christy coordinate everything through me, and that's just the easiest way to do it. I'm trying to think. It'll be a while before we get a building, at least one we could meet in. But they'll start construction on houses here in a month or two across the street. So.
Yeah, and until you have a place where you could actually have members of the public come in, that should work just fine. So, and again, it's only the PID. We don't need to do that with the improvement district meetings. So just one of those things somebody got a burr under their saddle and wanted to target PIDs. So those were the two items.
Okay. Do you guys have anything else for us?
Yeah, I have one. Did we ever respond to the state auditor's inquiry, Matt?
I have that stuff pretty much ready to go, but I want you guys to look at it before I send it to them. So give me a day and I'll email that around to you.
I've let them know we're working on it,
Yeah.
so Hadley knows that we're going to get it to her. I just told her, hey, we just need to finalize some things and make sure our board's good with everything we're going to send. So.
Right. I'm anxious to get that responded to, and then I'll probably, Matt, and tell me if I can, but obviously this is as a private citizen. I'll probably grant a request from the auditors anything related to that complaint. I would like to see what's behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't, do you know, Michael, does the auditor have a grandma request on their website?
She just told me that it was a complaint, but when we send it in, Daryl, I'll tell her, hey, you can either tell us who's doing it or we're going to grandma you so that we know who it is that's asking for this information. So I think Hadley would give it to us
And that's
if
all. That's
not.
all I'm interested in. If it's just a general citizen, obviously I don't care. If it's, the city or one of the
It's who you
political
think it
figures,
is. Yep.
then that's important for us to know.
Is sorry, this is going back a little, Daryl, but is the Ensign Engineering office on Teelby Way?
Yes,
Is that the address? Okay.
that's the accurate address.
Okay. Good.
Okay. I don't have anything else. Shelby, you have anything you need? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, we can take a motion to adjourn and then see you in 7 minutes.
All right, I'll make a motion. We adjourn the meeting. Matt, are you still there? Can you second?
Probably having phone troubles. I think adjourn, we can just close the meeting. I think we're good with that, Daryl.
Okay.
So, okay, thank you, and we'll see you in just a little bit.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.